Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today from Houston as we hear from Randy Block of Cattle Facts. Back with Randy in just a moment.
It is morning in America. Let's say it's a Wednesday. The first Wednesday of the month, to be more specific. Soon, alarms will go off in communities across this great land, as happens on the first Wednesday of every month. It is a test. There is no emergency. Or is there? Could this actually be a siren call to the cattle industry throughout this great land that bovine viral diarrhea virus, commonly known as BVDV, indeed represents an emergency? And now one strain, type 1B, grows into an even greater threat. Day by day, week by week, first Wednesday of the month by first Wednesday of the month, type 1B threatens every animal's performance. Ask your veterinarian about incorporating Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP into your protocols. They are the only vaccines specifically labeled for today's most prevalent BVDV strain and provide relentless protection. Pyramid plus Pre-Sponse SQ and Express FP available every day, not just Wednesdays.
Talking with Randy Block, Cattle Facts. Of course, once again, great presentation, market outlook, you and your team. Talking about a much different 2022 compared to this time 1 year ago. It's remarkable that we're finally starting to see some things come together on these cattle markets.
It really is, Ron. You know, we've worked through the last really 24 months with this elevated front-end supply, and it's taken all this time to get through that. And it really is. Leverage is about front-end supply. And the front-end supply is now back to pre-COVID levels, which is saying something. I mean, that's why we've seen these markets with a little more push to them, a little more activity from the packers, where they're all pushing harder to get their inventory around them. And it's not like we're out of cattle. Don't get me wrong. Everybody can see the cattle on feed reports. They're still very elevated. We got plenty of cattle to harvest here over the next 3 or 4 months. But just good to see the markets firing and working a little bit better here.
In fact, you know, as you gave the estimates, your predictions for 2022, are you pretty comfortable with them? Or, you know, or maybe you even a little on the low end, at least on fat cattle, for example, for the second half of the year?
Well, I think just reminding folks when we're in this stage of the cattle cycle that we have a nice push into the spring, but typically our highs in the fall are higher than the spring highs. Mm-hmm. This year, we're pretty optimistic that we'll spend a lot of time from 135 to 150 in the first half of the year, and then in the second half of the year, we can beat that 150 and probably push up into the mid-50s on fed cattle prices in the fall.
And hopefully that obviously translates into stronger yearling and calf prices too.
Oh, that's the key. I mean, we've got to get more profitability back in our cow-calf producers' pockets. I mean, it's just been too lean, too long with drought on top and higher feed costs on top of prices. That's where we've really got to be focused as an industry. We don't want to see this cow herd get as small as it did through the drought situation back in that 2013, 14, 15 area. I mean, that was devastating for the industry to lose 3 million beef cows through that. So we don't need to do that again.
Right. And of course, we did see a smaller beef cow number just earlier this week. Your thoughts on those inventory numbers?
Well, I think everything that we saw out of USDA, the trends were spot on. Tighter supplies, we could see it and everything. We had the biggest cow slaughter we've seen in a decade. So if you're harvesting that many cows, the cow herd's going to be down more than what you think.
For the some of those big picture items that you kind of alluded to in your comments, I know that you talked a lot about the inflation issues. What's that going to mean to our beef business as far as the you know our consumers as well as what it means back to our producers?
Well, I think for our consumers, I think we've already gone through the lion's share of the retail and wholesale price increase on the beef side. We've also seen it on pork and poultry. We've seen a lot of that more elevated prices at protein levels than we have at the producer level, particularly on cattle because of our harvest bottleneck. So the part of the cattle beef industry inflation will be more cattle. Cattle prices are going to go up more while wholesale prices are, hey, we're going to average closer to 280 just like we did this last year from a cutout standpoint. I think that makes a lot of sense. But it's going to cost more all the way through. It's going to cost more to buy pickups. It's going to cost more to put diesel or gasoline in them. I mean, we're going to see a significant increase. We could see $4 gasoline by the summer, as opposed to $3 gasoline in many areas today. So those are the things I think we need to be prepared for.
Randy Block with Cattle Facts. You got the beef buzz on Ron.
It's Oklahoma's oldest annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m. at Messner Ranch near Slapout, Oklahoma. This sale will feature 150 service-age Hereford and Angus bulls and 75 Hereford and Angus heifer pairs and heavy breads. To view an online catalog and videos, go to www.dvauction.com or call 580-552-1555. It's the Messner Ranch annual production sale, Saturday, February 5th at 12:30 p.m.
From Houston, that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.